Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That'd be us. Craig's in the house. Hope everybody had a great weekend. You're just waking up or just tuning in.
Weekend of weed and Jesus.
In the morning. Is next year Easter on the actual 420? I know Easter floats could be a week earlier, a week later.
Yeah, I don't know when Easter is. I don't know what day 420 lands on.
Well, if it's not a leap year, it's Sunday.
Makes sense.
420 is on a Monday next year.
Yeah, because it's a leap year.
Leap year.
Yep.
There you go. Man, we missed Sunday. It's Earth Day today, though, right? So pick up a straw, throw in the trash. No, the trash is the problem. No, the trash is actually the problem, right?
Yeah. Don't use the straw when they hand you one at the restaurant.
There you go. Just suck it through the plastic lid. Oh, don't use the plastic lid.
Or tip the glass.
Tip the glass.
So do we get, is Monday a company holiday next year then? Because there's a lot of Rastafarians at the top of the chain, the management chain.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot cooler if there was.
That's why we didn't have to work on Saturday this year.
Yeah.
Unless you wanted to.
Yeah.
And then you got time and a half.
Craig was hawking bongs on Saturday.
No, I wasn't.
Glassware.
No, I was not.
Glass pipes.
Nobody's mad that I say
water
bongs.
Water pipes.
Okay. You're hawking water pipes / bongs.
Water pipes. Don't get anybody in trouble.
I'm not, but I will.
You don't know.
I will.
You don't know the rules.
I know. No, I don't want them to get in trouble. I'm talking about me. I will call them bongs.
No, you can't do that because that's not what they
are. That's not correct.
No, when I see I've seen a bong.
That means that they are selling something that would be illegal, and they are not. They're selling something legal, and that is a water pipe.
Right, and you should follow your own advice and patronize the advertisers.
I never said the name of the place. I just said they look like bongs. I got
they
no
are
problem
not,
with bongs.
Though.
Bongs are, weed's fine. We were saying that. Weed is fine.
Yeah, but it's not legal.
I know it's not.
It's not legal.
That's why I don't smoke it yet.
On the ground you stand on.
Yeah, that's why. That is why.
But you'll be in Colorado sometime soon.
And, I will be, yeah.
You'll be able to try some then.
I'm going to be there in July for a long time, too.
Dan Rather in his interviews on what do you call that? Access?
AXS.
AXS.
Yeah, the new one's coming up with Paul Stanley this week. Looks good. Yeah.
Yeah. Who did you just talk to? There was a new one that came out this past week.
Was it new?
Oh, Steve Perry.
I've seen that one. Yeah. It's good too.
Steve Perry, and then I think
they're all good except for like if you really don't care about the artist. I think I've seen some. I even watched the Tanya Tucker one because she's just a mess.
Yes.
Check that out, just to watch her being a mess.
Like I got
sloppy mess.
Dickie Betts and
that was good.
Steve Perry in the DVR. I haven't seen.
I mean, yet. I didn't watch the Oak Ridge Boys. So I could care less about the Oak Ridge Boys. I don't hate them. I just don't. I'm not interested in their story.
Oh, that William Golden. He's a card.
Oh, is he? He's a stitch. Okay.
Yeah. I think he might be the one that they had to kick out of the band for a while.
Billy Gibbons is good. I've seen that one.
Oh, I'd love
just
to
alone.
See that.
He's not with everybody. It's just him, Billy Gibbons.
It's just Billy.
Yeah, it's good. Yep. The Dwayne Allman one before he passed away. He'd been doing this for 2-3 years now, at least.
Or Craig.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, he did one in 70 before Dwayne Allman.
Yeah,
forgot about that.
Craig.
They just re-showed that. Craig recently, right?
So Paul Stanley is coming up.
Yes, Tuesday, I believe they comes.
And
by the
says...
way, is DirecTV the only one that has that channel?
As far as I know,
yeah,
there might be some local cable companies.
That's too bad. I think it's a problem with splintering of everything now. When you say something, everybody can't see it.
Right.
And there's stuff I can't get.
There's nothing unified.
Right.
He says that he pursued fame as a way of making up for shortcomings that he felt, including a physical deformity that he has.
What's he have?
Microtia.
What's that? Small penis? Because that wouldn't something you wouldn't want to admit.
That's why he didn't.
Because
he says it's basically not having an ear.
Oh. I can't see it. Well, we never see it. Can you see it?
Let's hear what he says here.
Okay. So it's not about a penis.
No, you'd be wrong.
Yeah.
I pursued fame as a way to compensate for a lot of insecurities. I was born deaf on my right side, and I had a birth defect. I had what's called a microtia, which is basically not having an ear, having a crumpled mass of cartilage.
Well, he's wore his hair long his whole life, too.
And he couldn't hear.
Well, looking up for some hideous images on
according
on
to what I'm looking at here, there's four different grades of this, from, hey, your ears looks a little funky, to, holy hell, what's wrong with you?
Got it.
And I would guess he probably falls closer to, yeah, your ears just kind of a little smaller. And
oh, have you seen it?
Well, he couldn't hear, he said. It was
well, I know, that,
closed
that,
off.
That could be inside, too.
But there's one of them. It looks like he describes just a crumpled mass of cartilage. And then there's one where there's just nothing. So they lopped your ear off.
But you're right. He's never cut his hair. It's always been long.
Here's a little bit more from Paul.
When you have something physical that sets you apart from people, it makes you the target of unrelenting scrutiny and sometimes ridicule. And quite honestly, for me, the idea of becoming famous was a way to push it in people's faces and go, you see, you should have been nicer to me.
And he got famous, really famous.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Tomorrow.
I had no idea.
Tomorrow you can see
tomorrow
that.
Tomorrow night. Right. I'll DVR that and
you
check
think,
it out.
You know, like Nick Allen would have that information.
Yeah.
And you can get access on Dish as well.
You can, okay.
Yeah.
But they should release that somehow on Netflix. I don't know how they do that kind of stuff. Who has the rights? Who can sell it? But
money.
Yeah.
It's all money.
You can hear this show anywhere for free. For free.
Yeah. A horrible story here. That turns out okay. I'm just going to say now, it turns out, not necessarily great, but at least okay.
Not he's dead now?
Correct.
All right.
So therefore, it's not really a horrible story.
Also, something happens to the person on the way to their
kid.
Okay.
It happens to a kid. Yeah. That's right. The problem here.
It starts out horribly?
Yeah.
And then ends up a little better?
Yeah.
Then horribly?
Yeah. Out of Australia, a dingo got the baby.
Oh, dingo got my baby.
Yeah, a 14-month-old baby.
Oh, no.
Family was asleep in what's called a camper van when a dingo made its way under the canvas to get into the camper trailer and grab the kid. The parents woke up, heard their kid screaming, and the sound moving farther away.
Oh, my God.
The dad found the dingo dragging the toddler away. He saw several other dingoes in the vicinity, ran up, got his kid from the dingo, and chased some of the dingoes off. Kid airlifted to a hospital on Australia's mainland, now conscious and stable.
Now, are dingoes sort of like Australian coyotes?
Yeah.
Sort of, they look
hyenas,
kind of like
maybe?
Hyena, yeah. A similar looking animal.
Wild canines.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably a good analogy.
My God, that kid had been dead.
Oh,
brutal.
Yeah.
Well, that's the original movie.
And a cliche.
A dingo took my baby. That's,
so that is not just the stuff of legend.
No, it was a movie.
Dingoes steal babies.
That was
Yes.
Well, the original story, the kid was killed. That's a true story. Meryl Streep played the mom in the movie.
Oh, that's based on truth?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the movie, but she said, a dingo took my baby. And a lot better than that.
And they didn't believe her.
With actually an Australian accent. I don't know what the hell I was doing. Potato. I don't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah. A Cry in the Dark, 1988?
That's it.
That's it.
Meryl Streep, nigga took my baby.
Who was on CBS Sunday morning a little while back? Just hated everybody who tried to do an Australian accent. He said they didn't do it right.
I missed it. Some they usually give somebody credit that nails it.
But no, this guy gave nobody credit.
Because I know they give certain people credit for British accents. Gwyneth Paltrow, they say, really does a pretty good British accent. And I think they even liked... Who's a chick that played Bridget Jones' Diary? That chick.
Oh, well, Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, they say they think she did a decent job too. From Brits.
Yeah,
from Brits. Because I can't tell the difference, you know.
No, we would be no good.
No, I just think that's something
we can judge their American accent.
Yeah,
right. But there's a subtle difference between the British accent and the Australian.
Oh,
accent.
Big time. Yeah, there's definitely a difference. But you would think somebody knows how to do an Australian accent really well. I mean, they're people are really good about that.
Someone does.
I mean, it's funny because both Puss and I watch Billions, and I was just thinking about that dude's accent today. Damian Lewis is he's Irish, right?
Yeah,
yeah, and he's so good as a New Yorker.
Yeah, well, and then one of the other lawyers on that show is English. Yeah, I didn't know that until I saw him doing an interview somewhere. It's like,
is it the dude that's the tall dude that hates?
Yeah,
he's English.
He's English.
Man, I would have known that.
No idea until I saw him doing an interview somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, American accent, yeah, it's amazing.
It's the one that everybody can do.
But, you're right. Maybe it's easier. Maybe it's easier. I don't know.
And Paul Giamatti is actually Japanese.
Yes, he is, which is strange.
Quite.
He didn't look it.
He really drops the accent.
Yeah.
An investigation is underway after a hidden camera was discovered in the women's bathroom on board the USS Arlington. The Sixth Fleet spokesman said the U.S. Navy Criminal Investigative Service is looking into how the recording device ended up in the turlet on the ship. NCIS has been conducting an investigation.
That's got to be an NCIS episode now. Come on. Do it.
No, people generally have to die to get on the NCIS.
Well, yeah, this is not exciting.
Somebody dies
enough.
In the toilet and they found a foot video.
There you go.
Yeah. Or would a JAG be more needed here?
I don't know.
No, it would switch have to be. To that show. This would have to be a pay cable thing because you probably
or code. They're all the same shows.
You'd probably be looking at girls pooping.
Yep.
And that's just CBS won't go for that.
Nope.
We
too hot.
Have an episode
or too weird.
Girls pooping.
Authorities have been able to confirm the device can still take pictures, but they are unsure if it can take video or if it can, what has been captured.
What you see up top there, season 8, episode 5, girls pooping.
You know,
NCIS.
Yeah, well, I'll hang with this one.
This is the world we live in now, because every other article I see on the internet now is how to spot whether or not there's a camera in your Airbnb.
Yeah, I was wondering that too, because if you rent your place out and you actually live there some times of the year, you might have the cameras around just for that purpose. So, I mean, say you have a condo at the beach or in a mountain somewhere that you own, that you spend half the year there, but half the year you rent out. But the year while you're living there, you have cameras just for your own personal use.
Yeah.
I mean, for people busting in. Do you have to legally turn those off and take them down when you rent it out?
I believe that is something that you agree to when you agree to rent your place out. The company.
You would disclose.
The cameras would be off.
Yeah.
Mean.
Yeah, they would either be off or they're going to tell you where they are.
But right.
I think that's part of the agreement.
Yeah, but a lot of times if you have just cameras in your own house because you live there and they're for safety purposes, they're visible.
Yeah, I think there may have to there's something in there, I think, about how they can't be in quote-unquote private spaces. Like you can't
You rent a place out and you're just with your wife. You're knocking it out everywhere. You're knocking it out in the living room.
Well, that's
certainly.
A chance
you're
take.
You're banging it out on the couch.
That's a chance you take.
Right. Just can't be in the bedrooms and the bathrooms,
I think that's part of it.
Well, you're knocking it out in the kitchen and whatever.
Oh, sure. Unless an agreement.
And the kids hate that.
Listen, my husband likes to watch girls poop, so we're going to have a camera in the bathroom.
Even as long as you disclose that?
Right. Yeah.
And strange girls poop.
And I'd sure like to watch you knocking it out, so we're going to put one up in the bedroom, if you don't mind.
I'm not quite as weird. I would have watched you just knock out.
I'll give you a $10 discount.
More importantly, there's just going to be the catch people masturbating, all they're going to catch.
There's going to be a lot of that.
A lot of that.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to figure out, I didn't clean that up.
Oh, there's no girl coming in that room.
We would have never found that had we not realized
if I rented an Airbnb and I found there was a camera there that they didn't disclose, I would. I had a feeling you'd catch me.
I would. You just give them what they want.
I would play to the camera and look at them.
How you like it?
How you like it now?
Then you're just asking to get that posted.
Yes, I am.
I know.
But that's all part of the almost getting caught.
Yeah, but if they post it, then they have to admit that they put the camera there.
Right.
Then they're going to get in trouble.
So but if you're playing to it.
No, they're just going to use it for their own personal enjoyment.
And then we become, viral, and the show picks up a bunch more affiliates.
Exactly.
Nothing but good things could happen as a result of that.
How do you like it now?
So, yeah, rent when you do go to Colorado this summer, rent an Airbnb.
Well, we're in a hotel.
That's too bad.
Some sort, yeah. It's just me and my son, so it's just two guys masturbating.
That's horrible.
In separate rooms, relax. Yeah. It's a big enough condo.
Oh.
Not in the same room. That's stupid.
You just said you were in a hotel.
No, it's actually a couple of different rooms, though, in this hotel. I mean, it's a suite, basically.
Yeah. Well, if you get bored,
you're
right.
But yeah, I should have shared that first before I said, yeah, that made it worse. You're right.
The order of that story makes a difference.
Yeah, a lot different.
I'll be in a tent about 50 miles away if you
put a camera in there so I can look at
it. Yeah.
And play to the camera. What if your buddy, here's what you could do.
We could FaceTime
A lot of people would live stay at other people's property that they know. Like, say you had a mountain place, a condo, and if I use that, I'd play to that camera. Hey, Todd, check this out.
Oh, yeah. I would hope so.
I know, you'd just go out in front of the doorbell.
Why do you think I let you use it?
Yeah. You get the little notification on your phone. There's motion at your front door. Yeah. And he clicks on it, and there's you just going to town.
You like me now.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.